Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Boy, we celebrate Hall of Fame, and we celebrate the induction of Bill King into the broadcaster's wing of the Hall of Fame, the Fort C. Frick Award, joined by Carl Stewart of the Bay Area News Group and Ron Krawczyk of the San Francisco Chronicle. And I love having you guys on because you guys knew Bill so well, and we're in the park, basketball, football, baseball. But get your thoughts about Bill King going into the Hall of Fame. We'll start with Carl.
Well, it's really interesting because people have been asking this question about whether Bill would have really appreciated this type of honor. He was not a guy for those types of things. But the year I went to Cooperstown, the year that Lon went in, and Bill went, and I think he really got a flavor for Cooperstown while he was there, and he was really happy for Lon. So if nothing else, they're reunited in Cooperstown on that wall for the Ford Frick Award. I think he would have enjoyed it. I mean, to be honored, particularly for baseball, which was his first love.
Well, Bill was a great historian of the game. I loved talking baseball with Bill. And Ron, you knew Bill for so many years, Ron Krawczyk.
Yeah, I covered the A's in the early 90s for the Sacramento Bee, and it's funny Carl mentions Lon because I didn't grow up in the Bay Area, so I don't have memories of Bill calling Raiders games or calling Warriors games. I've heard all the stories from other people, but I just remember, I mean, I was in my mid-20s at the time, and Bill and Lon together on the A's in that stretch, and I just remember being... It was just so overwhelming, is probably not the right, but just so impressive the way they handled themselves. And Carl's right. I mean, Bill was not much for personal accolades or honors, but he was so much into the history, embracing the history of the game. And Cooperstown, I've been there three times, and it's such a cool shrine to the history of the game, and it connects generations. And Bill really understood that and used that in his storytelling. So I think you're right. I think the history of it really he would appreciate and savor.
I always thought of Bill, for both of you guys, I'll just ask his style. His style was a little different. I thought when I listened to these old broadcasts of Bill, and we play him each Sunday, we play one of my conversations with Bill, he never wastes a word. Every word had a meaning to the story.
Yeah, I mean, you could the tone of his voice, I can just close my eyes and sort of picture the way he did it, and you could get the excitement, but it wasn't a rah-rah excitement. You know, he was conveying emotion from watching the game as an enthusiastic spectator, but you're right, he used the language so well, and that doesn't always happen in our end of the business or your end of the business. You know, a lot of us get into it for the sports, but I think the people like Bill, who also have a command of the language and a creative use of the language, really prosper the way he did.
Carl, Bill's use of language, and you know, you're a great fan, and I know you enjoyed listening to him. What were your thoughts about that?
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, he had encyclopedic knowledge not only of baseball and basketball, football, but so many things. I mean, Russian literature and opera and poetry and art. And so, yeah, you could converse with him on just about any subject, and sometimes he'd go way over my head with stuff like that. The funny thing about him going to baseball, I remember when he did that, I was wondering if he would translate to the audience, particularly working with a kind of a really laid-back guy like Lon, and I think he needed Lon in the baseball booth. But I sat next to him, like two seats down from him, for like 4 years covering the Warriors, and there was an intensity to his tempo as a broadcaster that it doesn't really fit baseball, but somehow he made it work in the best moments, in the highlight moments. I mean, he could turn that part of himself on, and I think he was able to throttle it back when the game was, you know, not in those pressure type intense situations. So he surprised me in a lot of ways doing baseball.
Yeah, he loved the game, that's what I'll say, and it came out in his broadcast. Ronnie, thanks so much.
No, thanks for having us.
That's Ron Krawczyk of the Chronicle, and Carl Stewart, thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having, and thanks for having those Bill segments on every Sunday. I'll give you a little plug for those, because I've been listening to as many as I can. It's great to hear his voice just for those times, and he's told some great stories on many of those.
Great. I appreciate that. That's Carl Stewart of Bay Area Newspaper Group. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.